Okay, let's open your Bible, Luke chapter 24, verse 1 to 12. The title of the sermon today is The Empty Tomb. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, he has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee. The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day he raised again." Then they remembered his words. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and the others with them who told this to the apostles. But they did not believe the women, because their words seems to them like nonsense. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of the linen lying by themselves. He went away wondering to himself what had happened. Amen. The word of God. The empty tomb. This is the tomb of Pharaoh. You know this, the pyramid. I've been there. Yeah, it's huge. It's huge, yeah. And nobody knows why the king of Egypt built this such a big tomb. Somebody said, The kings were having a dream, you know. They could born again, or they can have the eternal life, or they put the big boat in this stone big thing. And this is the tomb of the emperor of China. You know, the first emperor of the unified China. And he put a lot of clay human figure. I don't know, a whole bunch of them. Yeah. Because he's afraid of the word of death. So he has to be guarded by many men. You know, they are the soldiers, not the just friend, you know. And you know that this is in Osaka prefecture, the tomb of Nintoku Emperor, the Japanese emperor. It's about 5th century. These are the biggest tombs of the world, Egypt and China and Japan. Why they made the kind of big tomb? I don't know. Because they're afraid of death? Because they want to have a better life after they die? Or they want want to keep their power or authority even after death. But the same thing, they are still in there. Yeah, they are still in there. Even though the dead body of mummy or bones, but they're still there. But how about our King? Jesus is empty. Amen. Yeah. He is not there. He is not in the tomb. The empty tomb is the sign. It's hard to see, though. It's the sign of the victory against death. Empty tomb is the victory, the sign of the victory against death. So, it's hard to see. When I made this, the letters were supposed to be white, though. It's okay. Yeah, you know the scriptures, right? you can see. Yeah, it's the 2 Corinthians. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The empty tomb is the sign of the victory against death. Jesus won the battle against death. Death is the final enemy of the human beings. Nobody can beat death. Even the Pharaoh, Nintok Emperor, or China Emperor. They could not beat. They beat the enemies, their area, you know. But they could not win. They could not beat death, but Jesus did. The empty tomb is the sign of the victory against death. Jesus, he's the only one who beat death. The empty tomb is the sign of the complete of redemption. It's the Romans. Yeah, he delivered over, something. Yeah. That's okay. Yeah, you know the scripture. Yeah. Of course, he died on the cross. That is the sign of God's love and his righteousness. But the resurrection is the sign of the complete of redemption. Since the sin, the wage of sin was paid 100%, Jesus was free from sin. So nothing can bind, nothing can hold under the earth. He's free. So the resurrection, the empty tomb, is the complete of redemption. Our wages were paid. We are free from sin. So empty tomb shows we are free. We are forgiven 100%. The empty tomb is the sign of the eternal life, of course. Amen. But somebody misunderstands that about the character of the eternal life. Eternal life is not the life keep our life, you know. We just do not end of our life. Eternal life is a totally different type of life. Eternal life does not belong to the body or time or some nature. Eternal life is a spiritual life. It's not the same life of we have. That's what Jesus had. He was totally free from nature. He can appear, disappear, eat, did not eat, go to heaven or stay on earth, because he has the eternal life. The empty tomb is the sign of the eternal life. The empty tomb is the sign of that Jesus is with us always. He is not in the tomb, but he is now with us. That's the promise of Jesus when he left. He went to his place. I am with you always to the very end of the age. The empty tomb is the sign of that Jesus is where? Jesus is with us always. So the emperors, kings of the world built the big tomb, wants to have a better life or have the long life or eternal life or keep the austerities, but they could never get out of the tombs. They stay in the big tomb. But our king is out of tomb. Our king's tomb is small, but big. Why? Because he's not there. Amen. And this is the only one tomb in this whole universe. Nobody in there. So, which means this is not a tomb, because nobody in there. Yeah. Yeah, just a hole. Yeah. Amen. The tomb, the empty tomb, is a sign of the victory against death. The empty tomb is the sign of the complete of redemption. The empty tomb is the sign of eternal life. The empty tomb is the sign that Jesus is with us always. We don't need to looking for Jesus. It's not in the tomb. Why? Jesus is with us. He could not stay in the tomb because he wants to with us, be with us. Yeah. He was so worried about us. Yeah. Always. And he wants to be with us. Always. He wants to have dinner with us. He wants to talk with us. He wants to walk with us. So he cannot be in his own tomb. His tomb is empty. Amen. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for the empty tomb. The tomb is not the only tomb. The dead body is not there, because Jesus was risen. He is not here, for he has risen, Lord. He is risen, and he is now with us. Although we cannot see him, but we can feel him. We can tell he is with us, and he is always talking to us, and he's listening to our prayer. And he gives us advice all the time. Lord, thank you. We are now free from death. We are free from sin. We do not need to be afraid of death. Because, of course, our physical body is come to end, but eternal life will come. like Jesus did. Amen. Amen. Yes? He is not here, for he has risen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Easter is not the just one day of the year. You know, Sunday is Easter. Yes. Yeah? The church get together the morning of the Sunday, you know, is to remember the resurrection of Jesus. So we celebrate Easter every Sunday. Yes. Amen. Okay.